ध्यायामो धवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So Narada spoke about a few sadhana. So in Shankaracharya.org, the fourth sutra that we discussed yesterday, it is mentioned as a different sadhana. So we can say basically Narada has given a lot of sadhanas. So we can count it, like we can count each one of them. Vishayatyagam 1, Sangatyagam 2. So we can count if required, or like we can just remember, it doesn't really matter. So Narada said, like, bhakti sadhana, the sadhanas for bhakti are like, one was vishetyagam and sangatyagam. Vishetyagam is the cause and sangatyagam is the effect. So if vishetyagam is achieved, then sangatyagam automatically happens. If there is no vishayam at all, then we cannot get attached to anything. So this doesn't mean external renunciation, but internally renouncing vishayas, which means automatically there is no sangam. And this renunciation or internal renunciation becomes easy avyavritta bhajanat by doing the next sadhana of avyavritta bhajanam, or by continuous devotion towards Ishvara. And devotion can be, or continuous bhajanam, seeking of Ishvara, continuous seeking can be easily achieved by Bhagavad Guna Shravana Kirtanat. So Bhagavad Guna Shravanam and Kirtanam, listening and singing the praises of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, or trying to always focus on the Lord by listening to the various stories, by listening to people who speak about him, by listening or trying to explain, trying to discuss things with people, like-minded people. And all these are, we can say, factors which are dependent on an individual. So as Amma always says that our efforts are parimitam. So Amma uses the word parimitam, which is a Sanskrit word, but which is also a Malayalam word. So parimitikal und, so parimitam, our efforts are parimitam, means limited. So we are limited. So our state, the ajnani state, is limited state, the limited mind, the limited upakaranas, the limited equipments, therefore the actions are also limited. So there are, like, we can find it many times that we do whatever we can, but still things don't work out. We will do a lot of things. We will try out many things as we want, but still nothing comes up. So like people try, I want to take up this particular course, IIM, I want to get into IIM. Some people might try for many, many years, but still they put all their effort, they spend a lot of time, but still they don't cross through, or they don't get through. That's what Amma says, that a person who is well qualified, who is very good, well qualified, he is good at interviews, he attends an interview and everything is there from his side, but still he doesn't get through, he doesn't clear the interview. So that is where Amma says that Ishvara Kripa, Bhagavat Kripa, that is very important. So Kripa can be split into three. So one is Bhagavat, Ishvara Kripa. Second is Guru or Mahatma's Kripa. Mahatmas are Ishvara in human form. And then the third is Ishvara, or like Atma Kripa, one's own Kripa. So Atma Kripa, so we'll come to Atma Kripa, or Atma Kripa first. Atma Kripa means trying to have the sincere effort, or praying internally. So dearly seeking Ishvara, that is Atma Kripa. So Atma Kripa, grace of the self. How can we get the grace of Ishvara? Quite simple, surrender on to Ishvara, you will get the grace. So Atma Kripa means surrender onto the self. What is surrendering to the self? Surrendering to the self is remembering the self or trying to realize the self. So that means having a strong desire to realize one's own real nature, one's own self, that is Ishvara Kripa. That means it can be said to be Mumukshutvam, or like desire for liberation, or as Chinmaya puts, burning desire for liberation. So if that desire is there, strong desire is there, I want to know myself, then Ishvara Kripa means grace of Ishvara, Ishvara who controls the entire world. And then Mahatma's Kripa means Ishvara Kripa means Ishvara controls the entire world. In Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande paramananda madhavam yat kripa. By the kripa, by the grace of Ishvara, mukam karoti vachalam, a person like who cannot speak, he becomes a vachalam, talkative. The best example is what? Kalidasa. Kalidasa couldn't even speak, and he became one of the greatest poets in history. And Pangum Lamgayate Girim, a lame person climbs mountain. All these happen because of the grace of Ishvara, because Ishvara controls the entire world, as the world is an illusion in Ishvara. Ishvara can change the entire world. Then what is Mahatma's Kripa? So we can say Mahatma's Kripa is almost the same as Ishvara Kripa. Both are almost the same. Mahatma's Kripa is required to know that there is something called Ishvara. So if not for the mother, will we know who our mother is, or who our father is, or like anything in the world? We'll not know. That's why orphans really have a tough time. Like orphans grow without that, the love, their heart is not, or doesn't grow, because that mother is not there to tell them things, to share her own body, to help them, help the child out. So even as the mother is essential for the child, similarly, to know that there is somebody called Ishvara, there is something called moksha, there is not, this world is not the end. There is something beyond the world. There is, things are not limited. There is something called something unlimited. Things are not finite. There is something called infinity, or infinite entity is there. Everything is not temporary happiness and sorrow. There is permanent happiness. So that is Mahatma's Kripa or Guru Kripa. So if Guru Kripa is there, we will come to know Ishvara. If we come to know Ishvara, then we will seek Ishvara, which means Ishvara Kripa will be there. So with Guru Kripa, Ishvara Kripa comes, Atma Kripa also comes. Unfortunately, like we cannot say which is more important. It's like which side of the coin is better. So we cannot answer that question. We cannot say at all. It's like mother is get better or father is better. We cannot say anything like that. We cannot make that choice. We cannot say our right hand is better or left hand is better. Maybe with hand we can say eyes. Left eye is better, right eye is better. We cannot say anything like that. Both are equally important. Similarly, all these kripas are important, but as Amma says, Ishvara Kripa and Guru Kripa are always there. Atma Kripa is what we have to strive for. Atma Kripa means initially Atma Kripa for what? Seeking the Guru and wanting to know about Ishvara. So that means I want to know about Ishvara. I want to know everything about Ishvara. So that means surrendering onto the Guru. That is Atma Kripa. Wanting to know the Atman, Atma Kripa. Even if we don't have a Guru, we want to know the Atman. Automatically the Guru will come, as Ramana Maharshi tells. That when a person seeks the Atman appears to the person in front as a Guru. And then he shows Ishvara, who is the self, and the person realizes the self. So it is a bit, it might be a bit confusing. So we have to use we have to use our proper intellect in order to understand these three. Ishvara Kripa, Guru Kripa and Atma Kripa. Atma Kripa is very much essential. We have to first try for Atma Kripa, which means I want to realize. Then automatically Guru will come. If Guru comes, Guru will direct to Ishvara. So Guru Kripa we have got, Ishvara Kripa also we get. When we get Ishvara Kripa and Guru Kripa, finally Ishvara Kripa. If we get Ishvara Kripa, then Ishvara controls the entire world. Therefore, all obstacles, all thing, everything that obstructs our spiritual path, that will vanish. Our spiritual progress will be fast, will become much faster. Our accelerated progress will happen. So it's like we use an accelerator, or I don't know what the name they use. So something of that sort. And while burning, like if you want to make something burn faster, then just pour some liquor or any such kerosene or any such things. So they help in accelerating the process. Similarly, if Ishwara Kripa is there, progress accelerates, or whatever we put, like we will get the fruit immediately. So that is what Narada says. That is what is more very important. So bhakti, all these sadhanas, avishetyagam, sangatyagam, bhajanam, bhagavad guna shravanam, kirtanam, all are required. But mukhyatastu mahat kripayaiva bhagavat kripa leshatva. So mukhyatah means primarily or mainly mahat kripaya eva, by mahat kripa, by kripa of mahatmas or gurus, or bhagavat kripa leshat, just a small grace of Ishvara. So small grace of Ishvara or mahatma's grace, that will accelerate. So that is very important in order for a person to get bhakti. So bhakti can be achieved only by, or like primarily by, mahatma's grace or guru kripa and a bit of Ishvara kripa. If we apprehend Ishvara kripa, it's like apprehending the sun. The moment we apprehend the sun, there is no ignorance at all. But little bit of Ishvara Kripa means like we just create an opening in the window or opening in the door, so that little bit of sun comes. So that will slowly help us. At least something is better than nothing, rather than ignorance. Even if there is some light, we will progress faster. So that is Ishvara Kripa. The moment a person gets Ishvara Kripa completely, that very moment the person realizes, because Ishvara is like the sun which dispels darkness completely. A little bit of Ishvara Kripa is enough, and Mahatma's Kripa or Guru Kripa is very essential. Guru Kripa, without Guru Kripa, Guru Kripa Anjana Payo. Guru Bina, like there is a Hindustani song, Guru Bina, without Guru there cannot be any jnanam, there cannot be any knowledge. We cannot know about Ishvara without the Guru or Mahatmas. Why? Because it is the Mahatmas who have known, who are perceiving, who are experiencing Ishvara each and every minute of their life. So we can learn all the scriptures in the world, we can read various books, we can get knowledge about Ishvara, but when we hear from a person that, okay, this is Ishvara, we know that, okay, this person has experienced Ishvara, so I can really be, I can relax. So a person will feel confident that, okay, this person has seen Ishvara. So that's why Narendra Vivekananda, he learned all the scriptures in the world, and he roamed around the world, or around India, in India, trying to see a person who has experienced Ishvara. There are many people. He himself, he was like in his late tens. He was like around 20, less than 20, like when he met Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. So he, and even at that time, he had learned all the scriptures. So he had learned everything. But still, like whoever he would meet, he would say, okay, do you know Ishvara? And they will say, no, I don't know Ishvara. I just know scripture, but I don't know. until he met Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. When he met Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa replied, "Do you know Ishvara? Do you see Ishvara?" Then Ramakrishna Paramahamsa said, "I see Ishvara each and every minute. I see him always." So Ishvara is essential. Without Ishvara, it will be just learning the books. Learning the books will not help. So it's like telling, okay, have you been to Vermont? I don't think Vermont is the right time for this time of the year, but a couple of months back it was hard time to go there. So have you been to Vermont? No, I know about Vermont. What does it matter? Like, if you haven't been, then I don't want to talk to you. There's such a knowledge, like just going through Google or looking at some pictures. We won't get complete knowledge with jnanam. We won't get only jnanam. And jnanam, like anybody can get. With jnanam, rarely people get. So if there is a vijnani, there is a guru, there is a mahatma who has known Ishvara, they will direct us. They have reached that. They have gone to Vermont. They have been there. They have been there. They have experienced it. Therefore, they will tell us, okay, you should go. And they'll say, okay, while going, this is a place like you should be careful. There is a pit there. So if we don't know, we will just fall into the pit and then get up. So they will be able to guide us in the right direction. So therefore, Mahatmas and Guru, Guru Kripa and Mahatmas Kripa is very essential. It is something that we cannot rule out. Oh, I don't have any guru. Such a person who says that I don't have a guru, he's a fool. He'll not realize at all in many, many births to come, because there are many gurus around us. There are many Mahatmas around us. We don't need to accept them as a guru, full-time guru. We can learn things from them. So we just have to open our eyes. So it's like the internet. Everything is there in the internet. So there is everything. As Amma says, there is good and there is bad. Everything is there. We just need to open our eyes and need to know how to look. If we start looking, we'll find that there are various Mahatmas. Tejomiyananda, Paramarthananda, Vyananda Saraswati, there are Gautamananda, there are many sannyasis, Balakrishna Nayar. And amidst those sannyasis, there are also Mahatmas, avatars like Amma, Sai Baba, Ravi Shankar, Sri Ravi Shankar. And there are many people like that who are still there amongst us. So when all those people are there, to say that there is no Mahatma, there is no Guru for me, such a person will never progress at all, because he hasn't gained Atma Kripa. So Atma Kripa means wanting to get rid of sorrow, wanting to know the Atman. Oh, I can know the Atman only after meeting the Guru. Isn't this cyclic? No. I want to get rid of sorrow. If somebody thinks, that is Atma Kripa. He gets Atma Kripa immediately. So, and for that, to know that the world is sorrowful, anityam asukam lokam, nobody needs to learn that. Many people already know. That's why people go to Amma, Paramartha and all. Why do people go to such Mahatmas? They go because they are not happy with their life. They have lots of problems. They go and meet such a Mahatma. But they meet those Mahatmas, they don't follow those Mahatmas in the proper way. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. Upadeshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinaha. So there are ways to get knowledge. We can't just barge into a Mahatma's place, abode, and say, okay, give me knowledge, give me moksha. Amma Sarupai also will be the same. We have also tried, like many of us have tried asking Amma about moksha. Amma's reply either will be nothing, or she will turn everything upside down and our moksha will vanish. So temporarily moksha will become dosha. I want dosha. That will be what will happen. So there is a way. There are ways in which, like, we should approach a Mahatma. Tadviddhi. If we want to know about Ishvara, if we want to know the way out of our dukkham, then pranipatena, pranipatam, falling at the feet of the Mahatma. Everybody does that. Whoever goes to Amma, they fall at Amma's feet. They touch Amma's feet. Is that what is meant? No. Complete surrender. complete surrender, complete and total surrender. Amma, wherever you are there, I am going to be there. The first thing for complete surrender is, whenever such a Mahatma comes to a place nearby, which is accessible to us, we shouldn't even think twice about meeting such a Mahatma. Durlabham trayamaye vaitat devanugraha hetukam manishyatvam mukshatvam mahapurusha samshreyaha. Three things are tough to achieve in life. Manishyatvam, masculine temperament or good qualities of the mind. Mumukshutvam, desire for liberation, and Mahapurusha Samshrayaha, surrender to a man of wisdom. So when such a Mahatma comes around us, like nearby to us, not meeting, we shouldn't even think twice about meeting such a Mahatma. If we do that, then that itself means that there is, like, we don't have Atmakripa, we don't have Pranipatam. So if we think twice about meeting such a Mahatma, then we are not fit to get knowledge. We will not get knowledge. And luckily for us, Amma is like one amongst Mahatma. She is so compassionate, Karunamayi. Therefore, even if we decide not to meet, or like are thinking about meeting Amma due to many reasons, Amma will help us out. So that's such a, let's say, exception. We shouldn't give such an opportunity. So Amma might help us initially. So there is Amma, we can, like, when we read Amma's life history, we'll find that Amma will give everything except one. So one thing she is kind of, we can say, miserly. One thing she is miserly about, and that is moksha. Because if moksha is given to a person who cannot withstand it, it's like a person weightlifting, trying to weightlift 100 pounds. He cannot weightlift, he will fall down, he will crash. Similarly, a person who is not eligible for moksha, which means Atmakripa, so Pranipatam, complete and total surrender to such a Mahatma, seeking the Mahatma whenever possible, whichever, whatever it be the means, however we meet, it doesn't matter. Trying to meet such a Mahatma, Pranipatena Pariprashnena, questioning the Mahatma, Sevaya, being of service to the Mahatma. So Mahatma generally, Sevaya means, Seva means Nishkama, Karma is meant in one way, and the other is, like, these Mahatmas want only one Seva. They want only us to ask moksha and get better. And Pariprashnam, that is very important, Pariprashnam, questioning the Mahatma. So questioning, there are like questions to be asked. We can't go there and ask about worldly things. We cannot say, oh, like, Amma, like, I want to become a little fat. Oh, Amma, like, I want to grow beautiful hair. Amma, my face should become beautiful. Amma, I need a house. Amma, I need this. Amma, I need that. No. All those questions are not accepted. Interested people can read through Viveka Chudamani, where Shankara gives a few of the questions to be asked. So questions, like, simple question to be asked is, Amma, I want to get rid of Dukkam, Bhavasagaram. I want to get rid of Bhavasagaram. Bhavasagaram Taranam Cheyyuvan. So there is a song of Amma which says that this Sagaram, Bhavasagaram, I want to cross over. So Amma, I want to get rid of Dukkam. Tell me the solution. And then will come the real response. So Mahat Kripa, Guru Kripa, like, if we want to get Guru Kripa, then we have to do this. We have to seek the Mahatma, surrender, falling at the feet, which means surrender, asking the right questions, and then being of service, trying to help the Mahatma, do service to the Mahatma in whatever way possible. The Mahatma doesn't need anything from us. It's like the temple, like, we don't give things to the temple because Ishwara needs. That giving, sense of giving means, like, we get rid of I and mine, we get rid of attachment. So giving, whatever we do for the Mahatma, will only purify our mind. The Mahatma doesn't need anything at all. It is for our own purification. So that is how we can get Guru Kripa. And once we get Guru Kripa, Guru will direct us towards Ishwara, and we will get Ishwara Kripa. A little bit of Ishwara Kripa we will get when we start, like, when we get Guru Kripa. And when we start getting Guru Kripa, then the day is not far before we realize Ishvara, we become a true Bhakta. So this is more important than all other sadhanas. So sadhanas means like we do it ourselves. We can do a lot of things, but a proper guidance is essential. Even in the world, for many sciences, many learning, many things, like we need a person to guide. And that means like in worldly cases, like we have everything ready. Like we have tutorials, we have like even a simulation in the internet or the computer, that's also there. And even then, like we need. So if that is the case, then we don't need to speak about the spiritual path where the goal is completely unknown. We don't know the goal, aprameya, it is not subject to the mind, knowledge. So manovacha aghochara. Therefore Bhagavad, like Ishwara Kripa in the form or through Guru Kripa is very essential. But the first step is Atma Kripa. Atma Kripa means I want to get rid of Dukkham. And then Guru Kripa. So we are learning Narada Bhakti Sutra, which means we have got at least some bit of Atma Kripa. We have met Amma, so a bit of Guru Kripa, 0.0001%, we have got Guru Kripa. We have to increase that Guru Kripa, get those three qualities or three things essential in order for the Guru to instruct us. Pranipatam, Pariprashnam, Seva. If we get all those three, then we get Mahat Kripa. And if we get Mahat Kripa, Bhagavat Kripa Lesham, a little bit of Bhagavat Kripa we get. And that is the main way or the main sadhana to get Bhakti Mukhyatastu. And this Bhagavat Kripa is possible only through for some people like Ramana Maharshi, Bhagavat Kripa may be possible directly without Guru Kripa. For others, like Guru Kripa, like majority of people, Guru Kripa is very essential. And Guru Kripa in the form of Mahatmas, it is very rare. Like Mahatmas, Satsanga, or like such Mahatmas, like meeting such Mahatmas is very rare. Like we may think that, oh, I get a chance to meet Amma like each year. So we generally don't understand the importance, understand the sacredness of such a meeting. So we meet Amma, that itself means that it is very rare. It is very rare. It's very, very rare to meet such a Mahatma like Amma. So it is very rare to get Mahat Sangha. And that is what Narada will be saying in the next sutra, that we may think Mahat Kripa or Guru Kripa is very easy. Like we have lots of gurus in the world, as I said. There are many Mahatmas, we meet them very often. Some people are very close with Swamijis like Paramartha and others. Others are like still closer with Tejomayananda and other people. So people have this Sangam, but we don't really know, we don't really understand that association with such a Mahatma is very rare. Association means real association. So meeting Amma itself is rare. The next thing is not just meeting Amma, but meeting Amma and knowing Amma's importance, that is still rarer. And unless we know the importance of such a Mahatma, Pranipatam, Pariprashnam, Seva, all these three will not happen, or Mahatma's Kripa, Guru Kripa, will not get. The next day we will discuss in detail as to this, whatever Narada is going to tell, that Mahat Kripa or Guru Kripa is very rare. We don't really understand the importance of such a happening. So association with such a Mahatma and like being able to get the grace of such a Mahatma is very, very rare. We'll discuss that in the next day. Namaskar.